the Motorcycle News London Bike Show, to give it its full title, and it's opened by myself tomorrow, which is Friday the 13th.
Lucky day, eh?
It's been renamed Foggy Friday, so... Yeah, I'm going to be there all day, just, you know, on stage, chat show stuff, and, you know, a few different stands, and judging one or two competitions, I think. And, yeah.
Ooh, what kind of competitions can people expect?
It's been more of a, like, a crazy stunt kind of competition with a few of ex-riders trying to kill themselves around a bit of an oval kind of little mini-tracking thing they've set up inside the show.
That sounds very ominous on a Friday the 13th.
It does, actually, now you said that, yeah.
But, you know, is it something for everyone, do you think?
Yeah, honestly, everything's there. All the new models are out for the year of 2015 models, clothing, everything's there. It's just, you know, it's a great day out, I think, to be honest. And, you know, I don't know how easy it is to get to the XL Centre, but that's where the show's at. And, yeah, she'll come along and see me, Foggy Friday.
Foggy Friday. And that's actually something, because, you know, you are the king of the jungle. Have you noticed that you're getting recognised by people that you never used to be before?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just all the time, everywhere I go, every day of my life. I mean, before I went in, I got recognised by somebody pretty much every day, wherever I went. But now it's by everybody, every day, wherever you go. And I don't mind it, to be honest. I really like it. And everybody says, oh, you're great in the jungle. I love you. I vote for you. So I've got to, like, smile and acknowledge everybody and love it all, because they all kind of, they're the ones that put me where I am, I guess. King of the Jungle, you know.
Yeah.
I do like that sound. I do like that title, King of the Jungle. It is
a very nice title, isn't
it?
King.
I want some T-shirts made up for myself. Hashtag KOTJ.
Have you got it on your Twitter? Sort of underneath, yeah, you got it.
Of course I have, yeah.
Official. I know it's your picture.
Seven times world champion and current in King of the Jungle.
Which are you prouder of?
Oh, God. Right now, I've got to say, it's always been for me the bike job, you know, winning the world championships on, you know, the sport I wanted to as a kid, dreamed of being world champion, that kind of thing, yeah. But, I mean, what's happened in the jungle, and, you know, it's amazing. It's kind of similar. It's brought it all back a little bit from winning world championships on a motorbike in some ways, although they might seem worlds apart to a lot of people, but... It's still the same kind of thing where you've got to focus on something and get it around you ready, you're in the situation and sort of deal with it and get on with it. And, you know, it's to come out of it all and be voted a winner by the public, to have so much public support, it's just so overwhelming. It's just the best feeling in the world. It really is.
Is it something you anticipated before?
No.
Or did you sort of go in to win?
No, not at all. Absolutely not at all. Because it's kind of out of my hands, really. I thought I'd be the first out, if I'm honest. I really, maybe everyone thinks who goes in there. I don't know. But I thought, yeah, they've asked me to do this again. They'll never ask me again. I fancy a bit of a challenge, you know. I want to see what I'm like under that kind of scrutiny. You know, it sounds a bit macabre to want a challenge in front of 11, 12 million people every night where you're trying to cut without food, boredom, and 10 other guys you don't know. And the celebrity thing, I've never really been a big fan of the celebrity kind of fame thing. I've never really seen myself as that sort of person. And so I don't expect anybody else to see themselves as that person either, you know. So, and luckily, everyone was fine. They were all very down to earth, all kind of normal people, I felt, like me, but which I think is why we all got on so well, that nobody was up their own backside thinking they were bigger or better than anybody else, you know, because they're on TV. So it was really nice bunch that was in this year, I think, really nice.
So what did you learn about yourself, would you say?
Absolutely, yeah, I definitely learned a lot about myself in there, really, because I thought I wasn't really a people person, I didn't really like people, but it turns out I'm quite a nice guy that likes people, so I've a lot more patience for things I didn't think I had patience for, really. Yeah, I really shot myself, and I've come out there. I do feel differently. I feel more happier and in more happier place, and, you know, happy as I kind of go down the street, smiling, ringing, smiling, and joyous luft everywhere where I go now.
No, but it's amazing.
It just, yeah, it's bizarre. I do feel though that I've learned that one thing about myself that I didn't realize was just how much I like people, how much I'm a people person than I thought I was. Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's really good. Now, I have noticed, you talked about how you really liked everyone in the jungle and you're kind of surprised by that, but it looks, on your Twitter, I've seen you've had a number of reunions that you guys are meeting up since. Do you think you've made friends for life?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. I've seen Jimmy a couple of times and he rings me up nearly every day to say, why have I not rung him? Jake, I've seen Jake quite a few times about, and also Mel sort of tweets us now and again, and so does Nadia, and I've saw Vicky last week, I had a drink with Vicky in London last week, so yeah, pretty much all of them, really, I suppose. Yeah, it's nice to that, I mean, because we all got on so well then, you know, why not, you know, keep in touch, and, you know, it's not, I mean, actually, I'm going to say I'm not often down in London, but it seems to be coming a second home at the moment now with what's going on, so when I'm down here then, because most people who are on the show live down here, so I kind of catch up with them then, really, yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard about the I'm a Celeb theme park thing that's getting installed in Thorpe Park.
No, I haven't.
Have you heard? Apparently, this has just been announced. They're going to be putting this maze in.
Okay.
And you're, people are going to be able to do. It looks like you have to put your hands in things, and God knows what will be in it. And tell us, what would you put yourself through the tasks that you had to do again, ever?
Yeah, I enjoyed this. I enjoyed them. I enjoyed the trials, mate. I wanted to do them every day, you know. In fact, because I did the first Bush Tucker trial, didn't I? The very first one. And because I did the first one, the day after they said, Carl, you're exempt today because you did the first one. I'm thinking, oh, no. I want to do another one. I want to do them. You know, I love stuff like that. Yeah,
so you'd still want to do it now?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Definitely. I'm not sure about the eating and drinking stuff, but everything else, yeah, I don't mind that. No.
So we might spot you at Thorpe Park for some reason.
Yeah, definitely. Now you've told me that I'm going down there. Yep, yeah, absolutely. Opening. Probably be there for the opening of that.
Probably be easier if it's at Alton Towers.
It would actually, yeah.
So what are your plans for 2015 then? Have you got some sort of big things in the works, or are you...
Yeah, I guess you could say watch this space. You know, there's quite a couple of TV projects that, you know, that could come off, about five or six of them, really, you know. Had a nice meetings with the nice people at the ITV last week. And, I'm obviously getting asked to do loads of personal appearances and things like that. And but, yeah, I mean, I'm in a good position now, right now, where I don't need to do anything. But also at a stage of my life where, I have a lot more time for doing things. And just if the right kind of thing's there, then yeah, I think I'll do it, and I look forward to doing something a little bit different, but it's something I want to do. Not just doing it for the sake of doing it, you know. I'll do it because I really want to. But yeah, kind of watch your space. Really, there might be one or two things happening this year at some point.
Maybe on our TV screens then.
Possibly, yeah, very possibly, yeah.